Blog Talk Radio.
Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed.
This is Spy Radio. Greetings, my fellow Politiconauts.
We're pleased that you take 30 minutes out of your day to listen and possibly respond either live or by email to all of our broadcasts and archives. As you know, they can be accessed through spyradio.ca or terrachat.net on the Blog Talk Network.
The following information is provided to Spy Radio by the speaker and formulated from open source services on the internet, utilizing amateur political pundits who are a refreshing change from mainstream media. All information and opinions remain the property of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of Spy Radio or the TerraChat Radio Network. Caveat emptor.
It's great to be back on the SpyRadio.ca network, especially with this groundbreaking podcast style of show. So much has happened since November the 8th when we were last on the air. If you check our previous broadcast, you will find that we did warn you about the polls. Never believe the polls. The polls are designed from the end result back to the first question. The person commissioning the poll already knows the outcome or the desire that they wish in those poll numbers. It is not a good science. We did tell you, and now it is proven true. Welcome to our regular coffee report. Spy Radio shall be releasing regular 30-minute coffee report broadcasts throughout our Blog Talk Radio feed, and of course YouTube, Facebook, and spyradio.ca. These 30-minute drops shall be pre-recorded with possible interviews. However, each month we shall announce a live version where you can get to call in and discuss the news stories of the day, your pet peeves, political concerns, and general debate on the state of the world with like-minded people and not-so-like-minded participants. And of course, editorials from yours truly. We hope to include two-way discussions with a number of political bent guests and invite you to contact Spy Radio if you're interested in airing your opinion, your expertise, or your gripe. Then email us editor@spyradio.ca.
And now, a weekly opinion from Guru Saves.
As the smoke clears from the political battlefield in the United States, a clear winner, Donald J. Trump, is the president-elect. However, I think what is more important is the response from the voters. When the American voters clearly showed their frustration with the last 7 years of the Obama presidency and 4 years of the Clinton scandals involving the pay-to-play schemes, the Clinton Foundation, gray money campaign funding, Emailgate, Benghazi, failed Iranian nuclear deal, failed foreign policies and agreements, all made by then-Secretary of State
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Although the electoral numbers show a clear and decisive win for Donald J. Trump, Democrats maintain denial, using every slippery political and legal loophole possible to delay or hobble the electoral vote, to force a decision to Congress before they lose control. Without the power of Congress or the presidency to suppress actions against Democrats and the past administration, the illegal actions of the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, the AG, the FBI, past and present, the IRS, shall be scrutinized by the new administration.
Trump
Trump has vowed to reverse all of Obama's illegal and unconstitutional executive orders, returning powers to the states for education, manufacturing, EPA, and possibly health care, lowering corporate taxes, inducing manufacturing to return to North America, and trillions of offshore dollars stashed away from crippling IRS demands and political audits, all returned into the research and development, construction, and earth services of North America. I would guess that most Democrats remaining in their diminishing seats in the halls of power will be vanquished by the people as the Trump plan begins to gain traction. Carrier was the first of many. And I personally think that a new party shall rise
from the ashes of the DNC.
I can even see Mitt Romney and his ilk forming some form of coalition party for the next election.
I support the president in his effort to stabilize the population of Iraq and to bring success as long as there's a reasonable prospect of that occurring.
Now, even though Judith Stein of the Green Party, who received a tremor of a vote count, I believe it was less than 2%, has raised millions of dollars from disenfranchised Democrats to force recounts of ballots in a number of states, even as she admits the recount will not change the final decision that Donald J. Trump is the president-elect. But Stein is now planning on filing federally to force all states to recount. And this will, of course, create a constitutional crisis because the Electoral College will be unable to vote on December the 19th, as is mandated. Now, we all know that the Clinton Foundation quietly assisted with logistics, legal, and congressional resistance in a Hail Mary attempt to overturn the Electoral College outcome. That's a given. Hillary Clinton will not go quietly into the night. And unfortunately, I believe it will be to her demise and the demise of the Clinton Foundation and possibly the Clinton dynasty as a whole. As the Trump transitional team continues to vet prospective candidates for a number of key high-value positions in and out of the Trump cabinet, we begin to see the framework of a Trump administration. For the first time in many years, high-valued citizens have been picked for their expertise and positioned in the best possible position to effectively utilize their special talents or education or even track record. A retired general as Secretary of Defense? What a concept. A decorated military vet with active duty experience as Secretary of the VA? Finally? Those who have read my work in Spy Gazette or on spyradio.ca or tuned into the Spy Radio via CR Radio on TerraChat Network know that I am not politically correct, not mesmerized by the Trump phenom. I understand the risk of placing a non-politician into the sea of sharks called world politics. I also understand the great dangers and damage caused by the Obama administration and the Secretary of State's failed leadership. Racial divide has raised its ugly head, championed, of course, by the Obama administration and the DNC, riling up the masses who were once aligned with Obama in hopes to give Hillary Clinton the same strength in the general election that Obama did in 2008. The Obama community organizer, the Manchurian candidate, the claimed usurper president, the Nero of world politics, went to work dismantling the American dream while Rome burned. Through this election cycle, myself and other operatives have cruised the political chat sites on Yahoo, Paltalk, Google, Facebook, Twitter, et al. Each morning and late evening, our news snippers watch for trends, news stories, as well as news tidbits from around the world. Many of our readers on spyradio.ca have commented on the length and breadth of our daily story reports. You would be surprised at how the rest of the world views the North American community.
Or the Western general. This is Spy Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have to be honest with you. I can't believe that Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein will seek a Pennsylvania recount through the federal courts instead of dropping a statewide case that was deemed too expensive. It appears as though Stein is determined to derail the legal, political, and constitutional system, to do nothing more than further her political future and squander donated money into bottomless political and legal abyss. I just don't get it. There has to be another play angle that I'm not seeing. If you have a comprehensive idea on what Stein is up to and how the constitutional challenge will change anything, if you've got the answer, please email me, editor@spyradio.ca. That's editor@spyradio.ca. And the terrible fire in Oakland overnight during an unlicensed warehouse rave in the Artist District has claimed the lives of 30 people and possibly even 40 people when all said and done. The Oakland Fire Department report piles of bodies have already been found and more are expected to be discovered during the subsequent searches. Terrible, terrible fire in an unlicensed venue, I may add. Here's some interesting news coming out of the Philippines. The Philippine Vice President has resigned from her cabinet post after citing major differences with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. From the AP Newsline, out of the Philippines, out of Manila, the Philippine Vice President said Sunday that she will resign her cabinet post, citing major differences in principles and values with President Rodrigo Duterte, and an unspecified plot to remove her from the Vice Presidency. A human rights lawyer and respected political newcomer said in a statement that she will tender her resignation Monday as housing secretary, an appointment made by Duterte. Kind of smells to me like another Marco scandal is brewing. I hope Donald Trump has got his ears on for this one. A really old Jeep carrying deceased Cuban dictator Fidel Castro's remains broke down in the middle of funeral procession in Cuba. It had to be pushed by the military. Hey, I don't make these stories up, pal. The Russian-made Jeep ferrying Castro's ashes broke down and needed to be pushed on Saturday en route to the late leader's final resting place. The breakdown of the Jeep in the midst of the adoring crowds chanting "Long live Fidel" was symbolic of the dual nature of Castro's Cuba. While his legacy inspires fierce adulation by many of the nation's citizens, others continue to grumble about Cuba's autocratic government, inefficient bureaucracy, and stagnant economy. President-elect Donald Trump is appalled that Obama attempted to normalize relations with such an oppressive dictatorship. It's going to be very interesting to see Trump negotiate a better deal. The last thing we need are the Russians considering a revival of a Cuban missile crisis. The Sunday Express are reporting that German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave $5 million to the Clinton Foundation during the election. And that's not even the bad part. The bad part is both Hillary Clinton and Merkel are in hot water in Germany after it was revealed that the country's taxpayers handed over £4 million, it's about $8 million, to the foundation via the government at the height of the U.S. elections. According to reports, the tome alleges foreign groups and governments gave money to Mrs. Clinton's charity in return for access to the State Department while she was Secretary of State. Now, eyebrows are being raised after it was revealed German taxpayers handed over millions in the third quarter of the year during the period Mrs. Clinton was running for president, while at the same time being investigated by the FBI. And it has been claimed that the foundation's donors list shows that the Federal Ministry of Environment had made the transaction with Germany. Not looking good, Hillary. Back home in Alberta, a crowd chanted, "Lock her up," as Conservative leadership hopeful Chris Alexander spoke about Alberta Premier's Rachel Notley's energy policy at an Edmonton rally. As they chanted the refrain that became popular during President-elect Donald Trump's campaign, Alexander smiled and appeared to gesture in time with the chant, nodding along. In neighboring province of Saskatchewan, Premier Brad Wall starts a Facebook campaign against a proposed federal carbon tax. There is mixed reaction in Saskatchewan to a commitment made at the G7 summit to phasing out carbon emissions, fossil fuel subsidies. The incident happened at an anti-carbon tax rally at the Alberta Legislature on Saturday. Several hundred people gathering with signs in hand, calling on the NDP government to put an end to the claimed tax that begins in January. The carbon tax is set to take effect in the new year and is being touted by the NDP as a way to fight climate change and reduce the province's carbon footprint. But protesters at the rally said it would hurt Alberta families in the long run by taxing home heating and gas at the pumps. Saturday's rally was hosted by Conservatives News and opinion website The Rebel. Video of the chanting incidents was posted on Twitter. Good on you, Rebel. Good on you, guys. You do some fine work. The unemployment in Alberta soared to its highest rate in more than 22 years last month, even as economists continue to point to signs of a modest recovery heading into 2017. New data released Friday by Statistics Canada showed the province's jobless rate jumped to a full 9% in November, up from 8.5% last month and 6.9% a year ago. The last time unemployment climbed that high was in July of 1994. Give you a little background regarding Alberta. In the 1980s, the government of the time, happened to be Conservatives, chose to focus its wealth on the Alberta production of oil from the Alberta tar sands. Alberta has always been a boom and bust province, riding the crest of the economic wave without a backup plan. What seemed like a never-ending source of provincial and federal revenue from taxes and mineral extraction fees, Canada was flourishing. Transfer payments to the federal government allowed for spending and manufacturing, but now the Alberta money machine is experiencing a serious issue. Getting people back to work and energizing the Alberta economy and the economy of Canada should be first and foremost on the federal government's thinking. Now, in all fairness, it should be said that Prime Minister Trudeau is trucking around the world trying to make deals with any country that will allow export and import of Canadian products. So he's doing his bit to try and stimulate the economy. Unfortunately, he's also giving away millions of dollars in incentives, money that Canada doesn't yet have. Canadian economies are very similar to the United States. The federal government live on borrowed money, but they don't care because it's you, the taxpayer, who has to pay it back. Now that OPEC have agreed to reduce their supply, oil prices will climb and fall in relation to demand. Alberta will again become dominant in the USA in producing self-sufficiency for North America and an incredible export, possibly to friendly countries. Breaking the back of OPEC's grasp on the Western economies is paramount. Now, Trump is a businessman. He knows the art of the deal. And no matter what you may think of him now, give him a chance. Allow him to get his feet wet before crucifying. He doesn't fit the media narrative of a president. He doesn't fit the political narrative of a president. He's a businessman. Let him be a businessman. And just when you think it couldn't get any more crazy out there in the political land of the United States, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi downplayed problems with the Democratic Party, saying that the party's values unify them. She said she didn't think the people wanted a new direction. She was on Face the Nation on Sunday, and she said that their values are supporting working families and that they want to make a better connection of their message to working families. Pelosi's appearance came a few days after she was re-elected by Democrats to serve another term as House Minority Leader, beating back a challenge from Representative Tim Ryan, was a Democrat from Ohio. Host John Dickerson said that Democrats have been clobbered at every level since 2008, which Pelosi attributed to natural reactions to the party that holds the White House. Are you kidding me? this woman is batty. She's living in another dimension. Oh well, this is going to be a fun 5 years.
This is Spy Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network. The following information is provided to Spy Radio by the speaker and formulated from open source services on the internet, utilizing non-professional political pundits who are a refreshing change from mainstream media. All information and opinions remain the property of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of Spy Radio or the TerraChat Radio Network. KDMTOR.
From ETF News. Back when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she was in charge of some finances at the State Department. Now, that is a big deal, and it should be taken very seriously. Not many people can say that they have handled that type of money before. Considering that we're talking about billions and billions of dollars, it's not something that should be taken lightly. But since this is Clinton we're talking about, it is safe to say that something went wrong. That seems to be the case whenever we discuss something with Clinton. What a surprise. Clinton messed something up. She lost $6 billion while at the State Department. That is absolutely disturbing to think about. And it's one thing to drop a dollar and lose it, but $6 billion? That is just flat out ridiculous. And it has drawn the attention of Donald Trump and other Republicans. During the last high-spirited come-to-Jesus debate moment, Trump called Hillary out. He said, "When you ran the State Department, $6 billion went missing. How do you miss $6 billion? $6 billion was either stolen, they don't know. It's gone." Clinton attempted to reply to that. And she said, "Well, first of all, what he just said about the State Department is not only untrue, it has been debunked numerous times." That's what she said. Raise your hand if you have heard this one before, but Clinton lied. Here's an interesting piece. The number of people that are actually sitting in prison convicted of much less than the actions of the Clinton machine, and Clinton has yet to be charged with anything. Benghazi, she walked away. Emailgate, she walked away. Syria's failure, she walks away. The Iranian deal, she walked away. This has been the Clinton MO for the last 30 years. The slime of scandal that has followed them since their marriage is horrendous when taken in its entirety. The chat, "Lock her up," just might be apropos. It was the State Department's Inspector General that found the three separate investigations and two audits that $6 billion was lost to contract mismanagement, to fraud, to incompetence during Clinton's tenure. This woman lost that amount of money because of mismanaged contract, fraud, and several other things, and she wants to be leader of the nation. That is an absolute terrible idea, don't you think? Now, on top of that, she has attempted to lie and say that it was debunked. Very hard for something to be debunked when the Inspector General is the person who found it. What happened was that in 2014, the Inspector General found the reports that were responsible for the financial loss. He found that the report showed the State Department officials had lost contract files and had incomplete contract files. That alone led taxpayers to substantial financial losses. So Clinton's incompetence and inability to handle contracts cost the taxpayer money. And I return to my previous statement. No matter what you feel about Donald J. Trump, the president-elect, give him a chance. Let him be the businessman that he is. Let him use the art of the deal and get the economy back on track. Because if the United States goes back on track, then this little caboose called Canada will be right there with you.
This is Spy Radio on the TerraChat Radio Network.
ISIS is making plans for Trump's Inauguration Day, and it's kind of disturbing. Looks like Obama's JV team is all grown up, and they have got something big cooking to celebrate. Yeah, well, you know, the feeling is mutual. He's got big plans for you, too. Maybe announcements like this one made them a little nervous. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen retired Marine General James Mattis to be Secretary of Defense, selecting a former senior military officer who has said that responding to political Islam is the major security issue facing the United States. Yes, Trump appoints Mad Dog Mattis as Secretary of Defense.
I know it sometimes seems a little odd for someone running for president these days and this time to say we need more love and kindness in America. But I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, we do. There's no doubt in my mind that America's best years can be ahead of us.
Got a minute? We all have busy lives, and sometimes we forget the small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard, and we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition. This has been a TerrorCast Network production.